Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome back. So today is an amazing day because we were published in Beauty Matter. I'm so excited. I don't know if any of you had the chance to check out the article yet, but it is a wonderful article written by Erica, and she has really highlighted our new initiative, which is the pen. And so I'm really, really excited about this because Beauty Matter is the ideal publication that I wanted to really highlight this initiative. Kelly Kovac is genuinely, I think, one of the most sincere journalists I've ever met and editors. And, you know, if you guys listen to our interview with her, she actually brought up the real essence of what I'm aiming for with the pen. So it just made so much sense for us to be featured there as our first feature for this initiative. And so I really urge all of you, go check out the feature. I've linked everything, you know, on the Sketch Anarchy page, as well as my own personal page, which is at Dermal Unity on Instagram. So check that out. It's our link tree for the pen, and you can go there and just, you know, look at the article, or you can also just search, you know, Beauty Matter and the pen, or Beauty Matter Sketch Anarchy. It'll pop up right up. But I really urge everybody listening, go sign up for our database. It's going to be an amazing initiative. This is going to be something that, you know, it's a full database of people who are journalists, writers, editors, publishers, you know, mentors and mentees, young and professionals who want to get into writing, as well as, you know, medical professionals and scientists who really want to focus on more of the science side of things and bringing that to the normal consumer base and bringing that to the mainstream media. So like I said, you know, go check out the article. You guys can read all about it and stay tuned for this amazing, amazing Fragrance Friday episode that we have coming up. Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Sketcher Anarchy. We have such a special guest for our Fragrance Friday series today. I am so honored, and I know all of you have heard of the fragrance Aqua de Joux, and she is the mastermind behind that fragrance, as well as her own line, which is absolutely beautiful. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to our guest, Veronique Gabay. Welcome to the show, Veronique. I'm so excited to be hosting you.
Oh, Ekta, I'm so happy to be here and to talk to you and to your public. I'm thrilled to be part of your beautiful podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such an honor, and I cannot wait to learn all about your career because, I mean, you are truly a master of your craft, like I said. And, you know, I'm a huge believer that, you know, fragrance is one of the best beauty products we could ever own. You know, it's like the most, in my eyes, it's the epitome of self-care because it brings you to a moment, you know, or memory or something. So without me ranting, I want to ask you, Veronique, if you could walk us down memory lane and tell us all about your career and where everything began.
Oh my God. I'm going to take a few shortcuts, but you know, it's interesting what you say about fragrance, because really scent is indeed a connector to your own emotion, to your own personality, a way to escape, a way to feel confident. And it's a wonderful, wonderful category. And you can explain it with science, really. And if we have time, we should talk about it. But as for my career, you know, it's very interesting because nothing in my career was planned. I followed my heart every step of the way. And, you know, I think that the passion that I have for scent started when I was a very small child. And the reality is my sense of smell was very highly developed. And as a kid, it was really playing tricks on me, and it was making me sick almost every day, because when I had an overload of a bad scent, I would throw up. And so scent and smell was making me sick very often. At the same time, on the other end, it would enchant me on, you know, in a way that was hardly explainable to people.
Yeah.
And so I never knew that you could have a career with scent. You know, we didn't know about perfumers or this type of work. And so by elimination, I went into business school. And really, when I say by elimination, I mean it. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I started to work. My first full position was at L'Oréal, and I started in makeup. And then a couple of years into it, L'Oréal told me, you know, that my manager told me, you are a very creative person, and we want you to try to work on fragrance. And I was moved into their luxury division for a fragrance brand, and I fell in love completely with the category. I felt I was coming home. And so my path was a management path, a marketing path, but I was so enthralled by the category that I trained myself into really the development of scent. And one night, and I will never forget it, the owner of a fragrance house was passing by the hallway where my office was. It was after hours. I was working after hours to train myself. And he asked me, Mademoiselle Gabay, you like to smell? And I said, Monsieur Amik, I love to smell. And the next day, I was put in touch with some of his perfumers, and they really took me under their wing, and they really gave me my first really approach to perfumery. After that, you know, one thing led to another. So you mentioned Acqua di Gio. I created Acqua di Gio. I created a few other things for Giorgio Armani. And then, you know, I moved on. I worked at LVMH. I was in charge of Guerlain. And I had the chance to work with Jean-Paul Guerlain directly. And, you know, so I was trained in development. Then I understood with Jean-Paul the beauty of natural ingredients and how you source them and how you harvest them and why is it so important in a composition. I did the Acqua Allegorias at that time, really putting into work the principle of you know, working with beautiful ingredients. And then, you know, again, another project came my way, and it was to lead a small fragrance house that wanted to develop their fine fragrance division, fine fragrance meaning the perfume that you put on yourself. And so I did that for a few years. And by doing this, I was really entrenched in development work. I was working day in and day out with perfumers, which led to me, after a few years, being recruited by Estée Lauder. And I became the global president for the division of designer fragrances. And I stayed and in charge of the entire fragrance strategy and category for this beautiful group of brands for about 13, 14 years. And that's what I did before creating my own brand. So my path has always been, if you will, a balance between business management and creativity and creation. And quite frankly, my passion is in creation. I know how to manage a business, but if I didn't have the creative aspect of my work, I don't think I would be very happy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And wow, you know, I am blown away. That is quite the career and so many accomplishments. I mean, you know, it blows my mind, honestly, because when it comes to fragrance, you know, like I said, Veronique, it's for me as a scientist or just as a consumer, it is the most mystical part of beauty. You know, it's something that for me, I find to be true genius, you know, when someone can create a fragrance, a scent that's going to not only, you know, resonate with you as an individual, but then so many people, you know, I mean, when the fragrances you mentioned, these are fragrances people know about. They all can agree that it takes you to a magical place, you know? So you've done something on such a high global level that I have to ask you, you know, when it comes to your process of creativity and really getting into the mood of, you know, I want to create something now, what are some of the things that, you know, you keep in mind and really kind of your starting places, you know, I guess, as you could say.
Yeah. And yes, there's a few things that truly are the fundamental aspects of my work. But I want to jump on what you said, because that explains the way I work. You said fragrance is the most mystical category in beauty. And you said, as a scientist, as a consumer, I found it very, inspiring. It's very interesting because it is at the same time a science, but it is at the same time something purely, purely instinctive and emotional. And it is not words, you know, that I pronounce in a vacuum. The sense of smell is related and positioned in what we call the reptilian part of our brain. The reptilian part of our brain, you're a scientist, so you know, is the original brain of the human race. Okay, around the reptilian brain, then we develop the limbic and we develop the cortex. But at the beginning of humanity, we had what we call the reptilian brain. And this is where the sense of smell is embedded, which means basically scent is not rational. Scent is about instinct and it's about emotion. So the instinct part of our sense of smell is common to the entire human race. It is about self-protection against danger. We smell things and we know what's going to be intuitively dangerous for us or not dangerous for us. We think of smell as a way to seduce, because we want to reproduce. This is instinct as a human being. There's a drive to reproduce the race. So seduction is clearly connected to smell. We want smell because smell gives us a sense of comfort and security. It's about, again, protecting us against danger. We want smell because smell gives us confidence. It helps us feel stronger in ourselves. So this is purely instinctive, and this is common to everyone on earth. And then you have the other part, which is emotional, because it's also very close to the limbic brain and the center of emotions. And basically, this is really about our personal journey. And it's very unique and very personal and very different from one another to another. And basically, our memory centers is closely located in the brain to the center of smell. And that's why smell is so connected to memories. You smell something and you're transported to a place, to the connection you have with a certain person. So memory is strongly connected with scent and vice versa. And so scent in that sense is very mystical, because it is not something you can explain. It's very hard to explain why you like a scent or you don't, but it is felt very deeply. And so it's a very strong emotional connection for every individual. And it's personal. You know, my reaction to a scent will be very different from yours. You know, sometimes you will be totally indifferent to one scent, and for me, it will put me to tears, you know, and vice versa. So it's very, very interesting in that sense. And your question was about my process. My process starts there. There is a component of what I want to do that transcend culture, that transcend trends, that transcend geographies. I want to go back to the pure instinct that leads us to connect to perfume. And I'm always trying to do things that will resonate very deeply with you as an individual. And the second part of the process is I use an enormous amount of natural ingredients. And my new line is completely 100% natural. Aroma, that is launching soon, is 100% natural. The perfume line is highly concentrated in naturals. Why? Because natural, you know, will connect you with nature. Okay. The other thing that nature does, or natural ingredients do, is that they allow you to breathe a little freer, you know. The synthetics, sometimes I use synthetics because I need to use synthetics, but some of those synthetics have a tendency to be very heavy, And to me, they're like a wall, you know, they prevent you from breathing freely or connecting with the rest of the world freely. I love naturals because naturals stay very luminous and very breezy. And so they surround you with an aura of light, and they allow you to really feel completely, comfortable and open. And the last thing that naturals do, which I adore, talking about the personal aspect of fragrance, a natural ingredients will evolve on your skin. A synthetic ingredients will smell exactly the same on every individual on earth. A natural ingredients will change because it will marry with your skin. And that skin chemistry is something I found mystical, to take again the words that you were using. That is the mystical part of fragrance. This magic chemistry that exists between a fragrance, a perfume, and the person wears it is what makes it magical. And the more natural you use, the more you're going to have that transformation on skin, because natural ingredients need your skin to bloom, need your skin to evolve, and it will evolve differently on everyone that wears them.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I love how you explained that and really broke it down, because, you know, those are some of my biggest questions, is that, you know, when you put on a fragrance that's truly something you love, you know, it really changes throughout the day in a way, you know, it opens up, and it, like a rose, it opens up and it blooms. And so, you know, for me, I and going back to the science, I really want to actually go back to that, because you are hitting the nail on the head with that. I have always been so intrigued by how scent is so tied to our memory. It's so tied to, you know, how we recall things. I mean, I think I read a paper, Veronique, it was a long time ago, about how they were using fragrances or scents to help children learn things and retain them for a long period of time. And I was like so intrigued by that paper, because I was like, this is brilliant, you know, it's absolutely brilliant to do that. So I completely agree with everything you said. And, you know, going forward, I want to know more about this natural aspect, because I didn't know that the natural fragrances are the ones that really interact with your body and the normal physiology versus the synthetic. I had no idea about that. So what do you mean when you say synthetic? Like, is it like, you know, are there certain notes that are usually used as synthetic, or is it, or can we make everything, you know, really synthetic versus natural? Like, just clarify.
Yeah, you can do anything in a synthetic way. You know, where science is so evolved today that you can reproduce pretty much everything. It will not give you the same sensation. You know, a synthetic note that evoke rose will not smell like the real rose, you know, but it's close enough. There are synthetics, if you will, that you need in the palette of a perfumers, because those are ingredients you can't reproduce or you can't extract naturally. Like, for example, Lily of the Valley, which is a beautiful smell. It's very hard to do naturally. So you needed a synthetic to give you that scent. Or, for example, you know, at the beginning of the perfume world, you know, people were using flowers, plants, trees, herbs, but citrus, but they were also using animal extracts, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to use natural animal extracts anymore, God forbid, right? So, right. But those animal extracts really led to long-lastingness, sensuality on skin. You know, so we reproduced chemically, if you will, those scents on the bench, and why not? So I'm not saying that synthetics are wrong. What I'm saying is that if you have a palette of ingredients, you know, you can mix and match. My choice is to do as much natural as I can, because I love what they do on skin. It probably will not lead to the superpower of some fragrances, because synthetics are really extremely powerful, but it leads to richness, and it leads to faceted evocation, and it leads to really that connection to nature that I love. And, you know, so my perfumes are all around those beautiful natural ingredients, most of them coming from the Mediterranean, because that's the spirit of the brand. But I I find ingredients where they need to be found. On the other end, you were touching on something that's very interesting when you talk about children and how scent can help them remember, or, you know, then there's another aspect, if you will, of the natural ingredients. You know, they have an olfactive beauty, clearly. But beyond the olfactive beauty, some of those ingredients are really good for you. And so the new line that I've created beyond my perfume line that we're launching now, which is called Aroma by Véronique Gabay, is a line that I've created really at the crossroad between perfumery and aromatherapy. To really go beyond the olfactive beauty of natural ingredients into the benefit they procure. And then, only then, really, you can claim that fragrance can have a real well-being benefits for you. A normal fragrance will give you a sense of escape, will give you a sense of self-expression. It will be a pick-me-up. You will feel happy when you spray the fragrance. That's what fragrance does. But if you go beyond and you really work on natural ingredients in the way that I've tried to do with Aroma, then really, not only do fragrances make you feel good, they will make you feel better. And that's really my whole purpose in life, really, is using what I know to do, which is scent, to really do good for people and try to do it, you know, in respect of the environment as well. But helping kids learn, helping people feel more confident or more joyful or more relaxed or more at peace or more connected with their own self is really a way also to reduce the sources of stress. And that's where well-being truly takes place.
Love that. Oh my goodness. You are so in touch with, you know, just what it really means and how beauty can really change the world. And that's what I think I love the most about, you know, everything you've said here, because I mean, and let me just say, you know, for everyone listening, the line that Véronique is referring to, her brand new line, it's so gorgeous. You know, it is such a beautiful, delicate and subtle experience that you have that just opens up your senses. I really love it because I'm a huge yoga fan. So when I yoga, it's like, you know, you have to get into the moment, and yoga isn't just about the poses or the exercise routine. It's about the mindfulness. And I feel like you've created this line to really put people into this moment of peace and now, you know, and it brings you there immediately. It brings you there. So, you know, for everyone listening, just keep that in mind when you're checking out the brand, because it's very, very appealing for those of us who just need a moment in our day to relax. You know, it's, you spritz it on and you just can sit there and feel your whole body just go, okay, it's time to relax. It's time to calm down. You know,
I'm so happy you experienced it, you know, because the work to develop that line was very special. It was different. It was difficult to some degree because the condition in which we have developed this line was very precise, and the boundaries were small because we wanted really to use the principle of aromatherapy, but make those fragrances absolutely beautiful to wear. So they're real fragrances, they're real perfume, but when you wear them, you will feel the benefits of aromatherapy. And, you know, you were mentioning about this mindfulness. Yes. So when you use those ingredients, those natural ingredients at the level that we have done, you know, those natural ingredients have a vibration. They have a level of energy that correspond to the level of energy you have in your body. So our fragrances are connected to your chakras. And so you're doing yoga, so you know what I'm talking about. And so heart, body, and soul, which are the three fragrances within Aroma, they truly are connected to some of your chakras. And they really help you open up those chakras that they're connected with. And to go a little even beyond that, to encourage people to have that moment for themselves, that moment of self-care that you're talking about, we created a guided meditation for each of them. So when you buy the product, there will be a QR code on the packaging that leads you to a guided meditation. It's a short meditation. It's 8 minutes, But as you say, you smell this fragrance, you do the exercise, and it really helps you connect with yourself, connect with others, connect with the universe in a way that no other fragrance, I think, can do.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that you've integrated the meditation aspect. You know, I kid you not, I've been wanting to do like to connect with like some of these meditation apps myself, Veronique, because I think that when it comes to self-care, you really nailed it. You know, you have to combine, you know, these practices in your routine. And I'm a huge believer in everything you said. You know, you mentioned, for example, the energy of the ingredients. 100% agree with you. I think nature, plants, everything that we see around us has definitely a vibration associated with it. And those vibrations will resonate within us because we are also part of nature. We're all made up of the same thing. And, you know, it's crazy to me now, because especially now with, you know, NASA doing all this work with the Webb telescope and they're seeing all these new galaxies. One thing that even those physicists are saying is everything is made up of the same elements. We're still seeing carbon. We're still seeing nitrogen, hydrogen. So it really makes you think, you know, what is the essence of matter? And what do we need to understand when it comes to vibrational, you know, awareness and being at peace? And what does that really mean? So I think it really ties in on such a high level, you know, it's a very, very important topic.
I agree with you. And it's, you know, I you know, you can experience this at different level. And probably the people who are very connected spiritually will find a way to appreciate those fragrances in a very special way. Other people will experience them physiologically. Other people will just be encouraged and inspired by the natural beauty of the scents. But there's a physical aspect of it. There's a mental aspect of it. There's a spiritual aspect of it. And the whole point is not to give any lesson to anyone, but just encourage people to take a minute for themselves. And as you are smelling, you know, truly smell. Spend the 1 minute when you spray to really experience what the scent is doing for you. And then go on of your day. You know, that's fine. But as you wear them, probably you will feel that element of joy or that element of peace of mind or that element of relaxation that those fragrances provide. And you will not necessarily understand why. So that's where the meditation comes to play, because the meditation really help you understand why those fragrances make you feel well. But to me, it's like, you know, I am very interested in what you're saying. You know, it's something that I'm fascinated by and truly wanting to understand better. What I do is at the end of the day, I just want people to feel good. I just want people to feel joy. I just want people to be able to open up and connect. And if I can do it through scent, then I have, you know, done something positive and constructive, you know, for others.
Absolutely. No, I think that you've really created something magical. And I, you know, I must tell you, though, my favorites of the three fragrances in aroma is heart, because it is beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I am obsessed with it. Like, it literally makes me feel like everything around me is just blooming. And it's, you know, that feeling you have when it's the morning dew. Right. Yeah. When you wake up and you see the morning, that's what I feel every time. Every time I spray it on, I am transported to that place of just, you know, that quiet peace in the very, very early hours of the morning. And I just love it. And I think, you know, with the meditation aspect, it really just made me think of that. You know, I was contemplating about, you know, how it made me feel when I tried it. So, you know, I actually want to follow up with that and ask you about this idea that, you know, in the fragrance industry, I've noticed people kind of categorize fragrances. They say, okay, do you want a clean or fresh scent? Do you want something that's more, you know, rich, or I'm not sure the exact terminology, but they'll say something like, or do you want something floral, or do you want something, you know, more spicy? So how do you, I mean, what is that? Is that just like a general categorization, or how does that really work in terms of
So yes, that's the technical categorization of the olfactive family that we use in the fragrance world. So you have fresh, which basically what is fresh? You know, what is floral? What is woody? I'm going to explain to you in a minute. We have different ingredients that we're using, right? So we have fruits like citruses, like orange and lemon and grapefruit. We have flowers like rose, jasmine, you know, freesia, you name it. We have woods that we're using, cedar wood, sandalwood, LME. We have resins that we use, olibanum, labdanum, that feels like amber. We have spices that we're using, right? Pepper or saffron or cardamom. And so all of those ingredients have a scent, right? Now, all of them will trigger a sensation. So for example, if you use a lot of citruses in a fragrance, the fragrance will feel extremely fresh and bright and light. If you use a lot of floral, you will feel something very voluptuous, probably a bit sensual, but not to a big degree. If you use a lot of woods or spice, then the fragrance will feel very warm, almost dark in a way, you know? And, and so those are olfactive characteristics that correspond to personal preferences. Now, I don't like when people ask you, do you want citrus or do you want floral? Because people are not supposed to be experts in perfume. You know, it's as if you were asking to somebody that doesn't know anything about music, do you want to listen to a symphony or do you want to listen to a concerto? Or do you want to listen to, it doesn't make sense. That's not how people connect to things if they are not experts. What I like to do is to try to understand people's preference and personality and asking them questions about themselves. And then from the answers, understanding what would be the fragrance family that best correspond their personality. So on the fragrance line, my perfume line, now we're not talking about aroma, we're talking about my perfume line. I developed, again, you're a scientist, you will appreciate it, a personality test that is based on a science that exists that is called the correspondence between the senses, right? It's very hard for someone to express what they like and they don't like in fragrance because they're not experts. But it will be very easy for you to say, I like this color as opposed to that other color. I like orange instead of blue. Or I like this type of food and not this type of food. Or I like to listen to this kind of music and not this kind of music. Or I like the experience of being in a forest as opposed to being on a beach. And according to your answers, we can fine-tune through that science what fragrance family would be the closest to your personality. Not a scent, but a fragrance family. And I kid you not, if you do the personality test on my website, you know, we offer outside of the, you know, 15 fragrances that I offer, we offer a curation of 3 to 4 fragrances to people. And it's much easier to try 3 fragrances than it is to try 15. And so this way, we really curate the collection for people. And then, you know, probably and most times people fall in love with one of the 3.
That makes sense. Wow, that's so cool that you created a quiz. That's really, really interesting. I mean, I think that's a really great place to start. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was first just completely just confused about what, you know, what to pick in college. I remember being in college and just being like, I want to find my favorite fragrance, but I didn't even know where to start. And I used to, you know, I wish somebody would just guide me through this. So this is a really great tool, you know, for all of you listening, especially if you're new to the fragrance world, you know, definitely take advantage of that because yeah, personality, it's a huge player in what we end up liking. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, you know, Veronique, I have a question about, so you know how we hear about, you had actually touched on this earlier and we were talking about When it comes to like human beings, you know, even when it comes to reproduction and our our need, our drive towards that, there's scents associated with it, and that makes me think of pheromones. And I just want to know, just from a history standpoint, like how has that concept played into perfumery over time, you know, in terms of people really understanding it and incorporating it into fragrances?
You know, I have to be honest with you, Ekta. I don't even understand it, and I don't even know if this is true or not. I think that each of our skin has particulars. Each of our experiences are based on, you know, our DNA. It's based on our culture. It's based on our personal upbringing, personal experience, personal environment. I think that depending on the place you live, depending on the climate, depending on the humidity, your skin will react differently to different types of scents. Emotionally, your personal experience is the biggest factor to, you know, create the connection with scent. I don't believe that there is one chemical that's going to be the you know, the connector, the filter of love. You know, I don't believe in that. I really don't. I think that if you exude confidence, you will attract people. If you exude joy, you will attract people. If you exude happiness, you will attract people. That I believe in. If you exude allure, you will attract people. And I think that what scent does is that if you wear the scent that makes you feel confident, that makes you feel joyful, that makes you feel a little seductive, then you will connect with people in the way you want to connect with people because you will exude that confidence, that joy, or that allure. And I think this is more important than any fake formula or fake thing that you could put in something and suddenly it's a magical bullet. I don't believe in that.
Right. No, that makes sense. That makes complete sense. And you know, I'm actually very intrigued by what you said, because I think that, you know, the joy aspect and all of the emotions that are tied to this, that is really something that I think is at the heart of why I even wanted to start this Fragrance Friday series, because I'm a huge believer in the same way that you are, that, you know, if you find the right match for you, it's going to really elevate you. You know, it's going to elevate your spirit, your vibration, your frequency, and you're going to carry that forward in your day. And that aesthetic, you know, it's going to ignite that in other people, and that's so powerful. You know, that is such a powerful thing to be and to have in your day-to-day routine. And that's why I think for everyone listening, you know, when it comes to self-care, you should invest in a wonderful fragrance that you love, because, you know, that is it's a part of just expressing just how you feel, right? In another way. It's a reminder constantly of just be happy, be joyful. And you know, I want to ask you though, one thing I want to ask you is, you know, for me, for example, I'll give you my example. I love very citrusy, very fresh fragrances, like, you know, very something that just reminds me of, I guess, rain or the ocean, you know? So it really makes me happy. But you know, I've noticed that it will wear very differently on everybody's skin, and also the shelf life is different for different perfume brands. So I want to get your opinion about that. Like, what is it in a formulation of a good perfume formulation that makes it last, you know, in and also over time in the bottle?
Okay, so over time on the bottle, really, to be honest with you, what we call an alcoholic solution, which is basically the formula of any eau de toilette or any eau de parfum, can last a very long time in the bottle if you care for it in a way that you don't put it in close to a heat source or the light source. So don't put it by a window, don't put it by a radiator. You know, fragrance doesn't like heat and doesn't like light. Okay. But if it is in a cool place or in a dark place, fragrance can last a very, very long time. Then each of the fragrances, we talked about the citrus, the floral, the woods, the resins, the spice. Each of this scent is basically a molecule, right? It's a molecule. And you have molecules that are more volatile than others. What does it mean? It means that you will the molecule will develop the scent at different time. Let's say a citrus, you will smell a citrus immediately. Okay, it doesn't take a long time to exude the scent. A molecule of wood or resin or spice might be something you need maybe 20 minutes, a half hour to smell. And so when you create a fragrance, if the fragrance is highly composed around citruses or fresh notes, you will smell it immediately, but you will not smell it after an hour or two because all of those molecules have already live their lives, okay? If a fragrance was composed only with woods and resin, it would take a half hour for you to start smelling it, okay? So basically, when you compose a fragrance, you want to make sure that you create a scent that is composed with different type of material that will be smelled at different times, so you have a continuous experience with the scent. But the scent will evolve olfactively because you will smell first the very fresh notes, then you'll go into the floral, then you'll go into the woods and resins. So the scent evolves. And the work of a perfumer, if a perfumer is talented, is make sure that you have this continuous experience with the scent, but the scent doesn't transform itself in such a way that you don't recognize it. So that's what we do. Now, if you like very fresh scent, you probably will have fragrances that might last a little less long than, you know, people that love only very woody scent, okay? Because fresh notes, you know, are exploding very quickly and then disappear. But for you, with what you said, for example, in my line, I would recommend you use or you try Eau du Jour. I would recommend you try Vert Désir. Those are very fresh, very bright. A lot of those fresh notes, those watery notes, those citrus notes that you love. But I always put in combination woody note that allows you to feel it all day long as opposed to, you know, disappearing immediately. And I'm not surprised that you gravitated around heart because heart is really about citruses and a bit of woods. So I'm not surprised.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. I love how it's like a, you know, it is like a personality test, you know? I'm just so intrigued, Veronique. You're just, you know, you're like an encyclopedia for fragrance.
That's what I do. I don't do much more, but this I do.
Wonderful. And I'm so excited. You know, your whole line is just gorgeous. And, you know, the aesthetic of it, you know, even for me, fragrance is also about, you know, just when you look at it on your vanity, you look at your favorite perfume, you know, that is also a part of it, you know, and you've just encapsulated all of these beautiful, you know, different pieces, these moving parts into your line. And I, you know, for everyone listening, I mean, if you are really looking for quality and something that is going to remind you every day of just, you know, something wonderful, something that your memory evokes that's joy and beautiful, then yeah, you need to go check out Veronique's line. This is absolutely a must. I am going to link everything in the part for this episode, but wow, what an honor, Veronique. Thank you.
And you know, I just want to say something also, because, you know, for me, all I wanted to do for the longest time was to bring beauty, but beauty that enchants the senses and lift up the soul, you know, and the senses is really the quality that you describe so generously. And I thank you for the appreciation you have for the brand. I think the element of lifting up the soul is like trying to do things that are good for you and also good for the planet and good for our communities. And everything that I've worked on, you know, my perfume line is not 100% sustainable. I will never lie about it, but it is 100% socially responsible. My bottles are refillable so that you don't throw them away. You can use them for a long time. And so you have a beautiful object that is supposed to live with you for a very long time. And in Aroma, we went very far in terms of sustainability because because it is about well-being, really, I didn't want that well-being to ever be at the expense of anyone else or the planet. So aroma is entirely natural, but it's also entirely clean, entirely biodegradable, entirely sustainable. And to me, it's important to give a chance to people to express their personality, take a moment for self-care, take a moment for themselves, express who they are to the world, and at the same time, knowing that they are not impacting negatively the world, or in the cases of aroma, impacting positively the world.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. And, you know, I think that really goes hand in hand, Veronique, with everything that we've talked about here, which is just, you know, beauty. It's true, you know, and I love that. I think, you know, I mean, I can't think of a better person to, you know, really lead this movement forward of fragrance. You know, lately I've been noticing, you know, in the media, in the editorial, people are talking about fragrances more, which makes me so happy to see
me
that.
Too. You know,
I mean, it's been there, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I love it. You know, we have to start thinking about these things, because like both of us talked about, you know, it's self-care. You know, this is, if I really believe if you can make yourself happy, you're going to make the world happy. You can't expect to change the world if you don't change your own attitude. And I think fragrance is one of those categories of beauty that is just something, in my mind, non-negotiable. You know, you have to invest in what makes you feel joyful and beautiful and just whatever it is that ignites you, you know? So again, thank you so much, Veronique. This has been so fun. And I would love to
thank
have you.
You.
I would love for you to come back anytime. We could
I would love it.
Awesome. Well, everyone listening, if you have not already, I really urge you to check out the brand. And I will, like I said, tag everything in the episode. We're also going to have an episode summary that goes with this, which will have all the links that are mentioned here. So make sure that you guys check that. And I'm going to be promoting constantly, so reminding all of you to go.
Thank you by. So much, Ekta. This is so lovely. And, you know, and to the people that are listening to us, thank you so much for being here. And if ever you have any additional question, I'm sure that Ekta is, you know, is equipped to answer. But if you have specific question and you want to ask, please do. And we're always very happy to, you know, give more information. But this was such a good moment. And, you know, I love the fact that you come from science, because there's a lot to be said about that. And it's a very interesting thing with fragrance. And you've said it yourself. It's, you know, it is magical and it is mystical to a certain degree.
It truly is. It's truly a work of science. You know, it is. And I agree with you. If you guys have any questions, please leave them in the comments. I will make sure to pass them to Veronique's team and get you the answers that you guys have, you know, that you're longing for. So again, you know, check out all the assets that go with this. And Veronique, I will be bugging you a lot to come back. So just stay tuned for my email.
Anytime, Ekta. I love it. That's what I live for.
So much.
Thank you, Ekta. Thank you so much.